This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com on their website. And we also broadcast around the country on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in America. We thank them very much for that. And we're also on many of the leading independent stations around the country, too. A great cross reference of the people in America, so we can get a really good vibe on what's going on across the country. We also broadcast around the world via the Internet with our Internet streams that are out there. And, of course, if you want to hear me streaming live, you can always hear me on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, in addition to all of that, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the third watch, the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers of men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to the FedEx and the UPS drivers, also the bulk mail haulers, Felix and company, and John the mail hauler, who we had lunch with the other day, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel and oil products so we can get out and get on down the road ourselves. You can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, which is now X, I might add. And don't forget, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there. You can hear our podcast over there. We are streaming live right now over there. If you can't hear us any other way, you can hear us at thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and we're going out to California through all that drizzle and drizzle and the cleanup that Kyle said he has to make this weekend because of the rain last weekend. And here he is, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
And good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-yi-yo, Kyle Patty. All right, there you go. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I want to tell you, it's 82 degrees right now, 82 degrees with clear skies. How about you?
Well, we're holding steady at 66 degrees and clear.
That's not bad.
Nope, much better than last week this time.
Yeah, exactly, because you were getting drenched. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Now, I understand you have some breaking Joe Biden news. Is that right?
Well, that's right, Captain. We confirmed during the last commercial break coming back here at the top of the hour. Folks, don't worry. Joe Biden's 67 Corvette is fine. There's nothing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, everything's cool. It's all fine.
All righty. Thank you very much, Laughing Man, for chiming in. All right. Well, let's start here with the former Georgia Representative Doug Collins. He's told Newsmax that Biden may be talking his political future up there in Lake Tahoe at that result, because there's a lot of rumors as to what's going on. And nobody that knows anything about politics or even thinks they know anything about politics thinks that Joe Biden has got it left in him to do this one more time.
Well, you know, you and I talked earlier as we went through this week on the program that this, you know, vacation now certainly did look like a time to have a confab, basically, not only about Hunter and so forth, but about Biden's political future. And so who knows, Captain? I think because this Hunter Biden stuff keeps blowing up, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse, and it's going to be a campaign issue. Joe Biden's, you know, the issues that he has physically and evidently how the pressures are affecting him mentally, they may be talking about, again, this is all just speculation, they may be talking about how do I not be the nominee moving forward.
Well, we heard something from CNN's Van Jones in the past couple of days. He says the Democrats are extremely worried about Joe Biden, but they're afraid to go on TV and say it.
Well, that's right. This is, you know, they can't say the quiet part out loud just yet. But, Captain, the how Joe Biden even comported himself on Maui, it was just a terrible, a representation. And certainly this is why we talked about the Corvette and jested about that, because you don't go to people who've lost their homes and their children and tell them, well, I almost lost my Corvette. There was a kitchen fire years ago.
No, he didn't say kitchen fire. He said, he didn't say kitchen fire. He said, almost lost my house. We found out about what the fire was, and the fire department was there 20 minutes. No comparison.
Well, that's right. Yeah. But comparatively, this very routine almost event that was not a huge threat, but the way that he posited it was I kind of know where you're coming from, and that was just an insult. So is he going to be able to move forward and really even just run for president if he can't even hardly do the job? That's the question I think the Democrats are asking themselves.
Well, I agree, and we're coming up on the break, so I'm going to have to wait on this, but I'm going to throw it out there. We're going to talk about the Kremlin and what they're telling us, the world, all about the Wagner Group and that plane that killed a couple of the big high-ranking mucky-mucks with the Wagner forces there, the mercenary leader. So we're going to tell you about that. And in the meantime, Kathy's going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. And you'll probably see him next week. And he'll definitely be at the gun show in Largo on the 2nd of September. We'll be there from 9 to about 2 o'clock at Largo, at the Largo Event Center. Look forward to seeing many of you there. And we'll have some special treats and some special give-outs. And we'll also have some things there that you won't see anywhere else. Now, Relief Factor brings you this portion of the program. And Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for going on about 13 years right now. Now, I take it for two reasons. It works, and it works quite nicely for me. And the problem I have is always with my left foot and ankle and leg, that because of the fact that I almost lost it at the World Trade Center, and I still suffer problems with it, that it'll suddenly start to swell up because I've been on it too long, or I've maybe put a little bit too much pressure in the wrong area or whatever, and it'll start to hurt. So with the Relief Factor, it'll go right back down again to its normal size, and everything will stop. Now, I start up my day with it, so therefore it gets a chance to start working right away, and it's in my system, which is what you should do, too, once you get on it. It's something you should take every day, not just once in a while. Now, the combination of the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help your body to support its natural response to inflammation. It will go straight to the source of the pain that you're having and either lower or eliminate it altogether. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in, which is what you want. Comes in a little convenient individual packet with four easy-to-swallow capsules in it, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, you can start out with a three-week quick start for $19.95 by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain,
relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, 19.95 and a 3-week quick start. And after that happens, you can either choose to get it monthly, or every 2 months, or every 3 months. And the larger amount that you buy, the lower price per capsule it winds up being. So that's something you might want to take into consideration, too. So there you go. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. Relieffactor.com/captain, 1995 and a 3-week quick start. And go over there today and see what they can do to help you. Well, Mr. Kyle, the United Auto Workers have overwhelmingly voted to strike at three of the automakers in Detroit, and those might just happen to be the big three now, wouldn't they?
Well, that's right. And so what they've done is they've voted to authorize a strike if they don't make a deal with the current four-year contract, and that expires now on September 14th. 97% of the voting members, Captain, at General Motors, Ford Motors, and Stellantis, also they voted in the overwhelming majority to authorize that strike.
I'm not surprised, because they just saw what happened to UPS with the biggest pay raise in history, and they want some of that chunk, you know, that ka-ching.
Well, sure. I mean, and of course, they're also looking at the fact that the economy has changed quite dramatically. We're talking about inflation, and certainly their wages, if they stayed stagnant or they didn't rise at all, that would be an issue. So that may be part of the factor here, too.
Now, we're still talking about the Kremlin and talking about the accusations that are being made against it for killing the Wagner boss, Prigozhin, and the Kremlin is saying that it's an absolute lie, but you got to wonder. You just got to wonder. I'm sorry.
Well, Captain, here's one of the stories you found. The Kremlin said that Western suggestions the Russian mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin had been killed on its orders were, quote, an absolute lie. While declining to definitively confirm his death, citing the need to wait for test results. That's from Reuters. Well, but what the Russians are saying is an absolute lie. Captain, I've been waiting all day to say this. Sounds to me like Russian disinformation, doesn't it? I think it's Russian. I'm pretty sure.
Where have I heard that before?
This is Russian disinformation.
Where's Hillary when you really need her, right? Where's Hillary when you really need her? All right, well,
no, exactly.
Yeah. Well, there's a Christian nonprofit that is claiming it was debanked by the Bank of America over its religious views. Wow.
This is really interesting.
It better not be true, or Bank of America is going to be in big trouble.
Well, that's right. Evidently, this is a Christian ministry. It's based in Memphis, Tennessee. It's a nonprofit, and they believe in many of the tenets taught in the Bible. They are pro-life. They believe marriage is between one man and one woman on its website, and they've evidently had two accounts with Bank of America since 2015. So it's interesting that, once again, now, if you have beliefs or if you teach things that somebody doesn't like, well, they'll get rid of your bank account. You know, there's all kinds of organizations that people may or may not agree with that bank at different banks. So where is this all leading? I think that's a really interesting question. It's another form of cancellation. Now, in other words, if you owned a bank and you didn't like some other group just because you didn't like their belief system, can you just, you know, shut them out as well? You know, it all depends. If you're hanging out a shingle to say we do banking, you know, or we do this or that, you know, what, now if you're going to go to the big box store to buy home improvement gear, are they going to give you a questionnaire at the front of the door? I mean, that's how silly it can be, right?
Yeah. By the way, Republican Senator from Alabama, Tommy Tuberville, is still continuing his barrage, if you will. He's issued a new threat against the Pentagon. He's not letting up on the possibility of the promotions list, the generals and the colonels that have to be promoted or have to be approved by the Senate. So I don't know what else is going to happen. Do you?
Well, evidently what's going on is, you know, the time that it's taken now since the initial, you know, holding up of these confirmations, he's saying, well, he's finding out more, I'm just paraphrasing here, you know, he's finding out more stuff about these people, and he's had more time to look closely at it. He has got deep concerns about some of them. And so, I don't know, this is a standoff that doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon.
I want to say good morning to Wally in the chat room. He just said the ACLJ will go after the bank for the debanking the Christian nonprofit. They might and they might not. It depends. They're not always, you know, doing the right thing, ACLJ. They pick and choose the cases they want because of the money that they operate on.
Well, but again, overall, you know, one of the things is that, you know, when you have a service, mm-hmm. or you have a business and you discriminate in, mm-hmm. in just about any way, that can go down the really wrong road.
Wait till you hear this one about New York State and the governor there, Kathy Hochul. She announced a jobs program. Sounds good so far, right?
That's right. Jobs.
Jobs for illegal aliens, as 380,000 New Yorkers are still unemployed. The New Yorkers can't apply for these jobs. They are specifically for the illegal aliens. And let me tell you something. She needs to be voted out of office just for that thought, to where you don't take care of the homies that got you into office to begin with, and she's going to give it to the illegal aliens? I don't think so.
Well, it does seem a little backwards, doesn't it?
Does seem. It is. It is. Most certainly is.
Yes. Well, of course, you know, you have people that are in your state. That's a reality. But you're right. If it looks like now you're catering and you're not doing things for your own citizenry, well, that also is a very, very, it's, you know, very bad form. We'll just put it that way.
That's unbelievable that the governor of New York would do that. Unbelievable. And by the way, in Chicago, the Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson, is excusing the criminals and blames the cars for car thefts. Really? The car stole itself.
Well, he's mad because he's singling out Kia and Hyundai because their cars are disproportionately stolen when you compare it to the other models that are being stolen. But evidently, he thinks that they haven't put in a default security system into their cars.
Well, they have.
It's not the criminals. Yeah, well, but evidently he's basically saying it's not the criminals, it's the cars.
Well,
he's a dope. Getting stolen.
He's an absolute dope. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back. Bottom of the hour, stations get a chance to pay some of their bills and not like good stuff. And we'll be right back with more right after this break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Today news update. A new Rutgers Ipsos poll suggests GOP voters may be more open to Ron DeSantis following the first Republican debate.
The poll, taken 2 days after the primetime debate in Milwaukee, found that around half of the Republicans who followed the event were more inclined to a bid from the Florida governor. DeSantis has been running a distant second to former President Trump in current polls for months. I'm Brian Shook.
Recent Canadian wildfire smoke is blamed for a major jump in asthma-related trips to the emergency room. The CDC says researchers found that ER visits were 17% higher than usual in areas where wildfire smoke enveloped the region, triggering air quality alerts between April and August. That included Delaware, D.C., Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, and Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. I'm Brian Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And I wholeheartedly endorse the Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care people. They also have another couple of facilities around the countryside. You can find out about that by calling them at 727-896-4615. And I know one of them's up there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So, George, there's one up there in your backyard. And if you're having problems with your feet, your ankles, your legs, your calves, your knees, they're the people to get a hold of because they can work with you. They can help you. 727-896-4615. Okay, back to the telephone line we go, and we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got our caller extraordinaire from Denver, Colorado, probably listening to us on KNUS in Denver. That's the Answer KNUS, a sister station to us on Salem. And good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Cap, Professor Paul. I was listening to the debate on, I didn't watch it on TV, I listened to it on the radio. And,
okay.
And the debate just really was a debate of desperation. Trump will win the nomination, so... when it's all said and done, he will win the Republican nomination. And basically the rest of the world were just talking over each other. They were talking over each other during the whole debate. I'm glad Trump did not go to the debate because, hell, they would have been talking over him.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad he didn't show up to the debate. It's a slam dunk. He will get the nomination. None of them will come near. His numbers are just too far ahead of the rest of the pack. All of Trump is the contender. They are just the pretenders to the throne.
Uh-huh.
And that's just the way it's going to be. And looking at his mugshot, Trump looked like a ham sandwich. And it's true. You can indict a ham sandwich. I'm sure it's tough to get fingerprints off of a ham sandwich, but looking at that, it was ridiculous. And then there was some uproar about Trump's his height and does Trump?
Yeah, and his weight. He said he weighed 215.
Yeah.
6'3", 215.
He weighed 215, and I'm thinking, well, my man Trump must have got with a personal trainer, and he's working hard, building muscles, being ripped, and Trump's going to be, when he steps back in the White House, Trump's going to have muscles ripped, and he's going to be all fit and looking really good for a man in his 70s. But anyway, and one more quick thing before I get out of here, the Las Vegas Aces visit the White House just Friday and met the so-called vice president. And the thing is, though, I was shocked that the so-called vice president did not invite the Connecticut Suns, who were the runner-ups to the championship. And last time I checked, only winners go to the White House, not losers.
Yep.
But anyway, Cap, Professor Potix, adios.
Okay, that's unless you're playing politics, right, Kyle?
Say that again one time, Captain.
Only winners go to the White House, not losers.
Oh,
that's unless you're playing politics.
Well, they're both exactly right.
That's what they were doing, playing
exactly
politics.
Right.
They made a sporting event into a political event.
Well, of course. Well, you know, it was interesting, too, when Aaron was talking about hearing the debate on the radio, hearing it on audio. People do perceive things differently, and some candidates come off differently. We know, of course, the most famous comparison to that was the Kennedy-Nixon debates, when some people watched on television, and they thought Kennedy won easily. People who listened on the radio, many of them thought that Nixon had won that debate. So it does change depending on how you consume that kind of thing.
Well, let's talk about the Ukraine, because Russia is apparently regrouping, and the Ukrainian government says that they will resume their offensive in eastern Ukraine, where Ukraine has made some progress.
Well, that's right. They've had some significant losses, right, and so forth. So, yes, they are trying to regroup. What's very disconcerting, though, Captain, is we continue to hear about these F-16s. It'll take time, and they're not going to get there yet, obviously. But you have people on Russian TV, you know, opinion leaders and commentators.
Yeah.
And also, I think Medvedev, again, raising the specter of nuclear weapons because of these F-15s.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
let me give you a little rope-a-dope talk here about a little military strategy. They might have them already, and there might be a few pilots that can fly them, and we aren't being told about it.
That could very well
Think about that for a second, because we've known about this for several months now, and it doesn't take that long to train a pilot to fly a plane. And you don't have to speak English to fly the plane. All you got to do is know what button does what and what switch does what. That's all you got to know. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're not already scooting around up there and nobody's saying anything about it. I would not be surprised. Now let's go over to Taiwan. Because Taiwan is reporting that there's been renewed Chinese military activity, including large amounts of planes being flown into what's called the response zone, where Taiwan has to launch their Air Force jets in to chase the bad guys back out of their airspace.
That's right. This last Saturday, China held what they call a day of drills all around Taiwan. What they're kind of upset about, obviously, is traveling to the United States by the Vice President William Lai from Taiwan. So obviously they're trying to once again intimidate them by going into these zones and causing some close calls like this.
And Taiwan has also proposed spending some $3 billion on new weapons, getting an F-16 boost along the way.
Well, that's exactly right. They want to buy weapons and then these fighters and so forth. And also, I think the United States just recently approved this last Wednesday about $500 million sale of infrared search and tracking systems for those F-16 fighter jets.
Now, Oregon is a blue state, right?
Right.
And Oregon's doing such a bang-up job there. Everything's just fine and dandy, especially when you talk about Portland, right?
Right.
So, the only Peace Health Hospital that's there, and that's the name of it, in Oregon's second largest city, is going to close the only hospital that's there. Now what do you do?
That's right. It's evidently the only hospital within the city of Eugene, Oregon. It's got a population
for a number of miles.
Right, it's got a population of about 178,000 residents there, and it's also got an emergency room and so forth. So, I mean, it's no laughing matter. It just seems to be how is this possible to happen in the United States of America in a size city of this nature? I mean, it's unconscionable.
Now, this is an election year coming up, right?
Of course.
And raising taxes or raising interest rates is not a good idea, right?
Yeah, I don't think it is, yeah.
So the Fed's Powell, Chairman Powell, has said that higher rates may be needed, and he's going to move very carefully in case they have to be. And the Biden administration people are coming totally unglued over this one.
Well, Powell said in his keynote address, he said, it's the Fed's job to bring inflation down to our 2% goal, and we will do so. I don't know if he pounded the podium when he said that, just as I was doing just right now.
He didn't take his shoe off and bang on the table, right?
No. He didn't have a Khrushchev sort of moment. It all remains to be seen. It's to me, Captain, once we get into the election, they'll start moving the goalposts on inflation like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, and we're going to hear a bunch of fuzzy math coming up as if we don't hear it already. Okay, hold that thought, folks. I can hear the music. We're going to break. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Viber Report number 2. Going to fill you in on some changes. And, yeah, there's been a little change here and there along the line, so we'll be right back. Kathy's going to take us to break again, and we'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I'm a hard working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I for time on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
Working man, yeah, that's Kyle Warren. You're a hard working man, aren't you there, Kyle?
Well, I hope so, yes.
You can ride and rope and do other things that men can't, right?
That's right.
I like the way they say that. Can't. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, when you live in the area for a while, when you're in the military, the guys in the military can relate to this. You start picking up the southern drawl even if you're from downtown New York City. Oh, boy. Okay, well, here we go. Tell me what's going on out west, and it looks like as if we had a couple of changes out your way.
Well, we're still looking at a pretty quiet map overall in terms of our alerts, but the main thing we're looking at, of course, is the excessive heat warnings. This is going to run from Tucson through Phoenix up to Las Vegas and then down into the southern part of California, especially if you're coming across I-8 or I-10. If you're in the Palm Springs area, that's for sure. You've got these heat warnings in place till about Tuesday or so, so you definitely want to be aware of that. You're looking at some high temperatures, excessive heat watches going on right now all the way through Orange, Riverside, Los Angeles counties up through Ventura as well. Still got that air quality issue coming up Interstate 5 at the border with California and Southern Oregon because wildfire areas issues rather in the region. That goes up to about Eugene. Seattle also has a heat advisory in that area. Taking a quick look at our precipitation. Again, not a whole lot to speak of that rain we were looking at last hour between Butte and Bozeman, that seems to have dropped off the map at this point. Scattered showers a little bit central Montana. Other than that, be careful out there.
Well, here we go. 100 degree temperatures the western part of Kentucky, the western part of Tennessee to include Memphis, all the way on down through all of Mississippi, all the way to the Gulf, then over into Missouri, to include St. Louis, and to go over to Fort Leonard Wood, over to Springfield, over to Joplin, over to right on the border with Oklahoma, and 90-plus degree weather with 100-degree feels like half of Oklahoma today, going down into Arkansas, most of Arkansas, to include Little Rock and to include I-30 all the way down to Texas, Texarkana, and the Dallas Metroplex. You've got 100-degree-plus temperatures, actual temperatures, with some 90s in the mix there around the edges. Then, of course, when you get on down to Louisiana, most of Louisiana in the 100-degree-plus range today, actual temperatures. Texas, pretty much Dallas, pretty much Fort Worth, pretty much San Antonio, Austin, just north of Houston, and over towards Midland, 100-degree-plus temperatures. The rest of the state will be in the 90s for the most part. And when you get over into Alabama, it will be mostly 90s throughout 90% of Alabama. Down by the Gulf, you'll have some 100-degree readings. Over in Georgia, mostly in the 90s, what feels like around 100. Florida, the Upper Peninsula of Florida tonight, all the way across to Jacksonville from Mobile, Alabama, will be in the upper 90s, what feels like in the hundreds. And coming on down towards Gainesville and down towards Ocala, you'll have some really warm weather there. Now, going up the East Coast, you've got some rough surf around Cape Cod, around Long Island again. Got a little bit of fog up in Maine. A little bit of fog in the Chesapeake Valley. It looks like we've got some coastal flooding up there where our friends are in AM 660 in Michigan, up there, the boot, and got some flooding going on Lake Michigan on the west side of Michigan itself, and some flooding in Indiana just north of the Kentucky line along the edge there with Illinois. So be careful. And Kyle, tell us about the pilot and flying J, please.
All right, folks, Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers are the largest operators of travel centers in the United States of America. You can find the one closest to your location simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function and, of course, find out how you can get points. You can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy. Pilotflyingj.com.
Okay, now I don't want to be remiss in this because I got to tell you about this developing storm that's in the northwestern Caribbean Sea and the eastern Gulf of Mexico that's going to be doing its thing over the weekend. And along towards Monday sometime early or maybe late Sunday night, we may hear about a tropical depression, could even be a brewing tropical storm getting better, getting more organized. Now, it's increasing thunderstorm activity going on right now, and it's getting better defined with low-level circulation. And the problem is going to be we don't know what it's going to do or exactly where it's going to go, but the cone of uncertainty has it pretty much Fort Myers north all the way up the west coast of Florida, all the way over to Mobile, Alabama. So we definitely know it's going into the panhandle, and there's some models that have it going out to the Atlantic Ocean after it hits the panhandle and makes that right turn. So we'll have to wait and see. So just be advised, get yourself prepared, make sure that you got your go bags ready to go, and if you're going to stay around the house, this is going to be a big-time rain producer, looks like, because of the length of time it's spending out there getting its act together. That's going to be all about rain, probably not so much about wind. All right, let's go up to the line and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I want to ask you about the Kremlin because they're calling the accusations that he killed the Wagner boss and his partner, Prigozhin, an absolute lie. It's not true. Don't believe it, they say. Well, how can we not believe it?
The plane was actually for sale. And the day that this happened, a group of people showed up to board the plane, take a look at it. And it's pretty nice, to be honest with you, and then to watch it perform. And then when that was done, they just left. So we have to wonder now, because the Pentagon has come back and said that it was not a surface-to-air missile, but more likely, you know, some kind of explosion that happened on board. So did this group of potential buyers, or were they, plant some kind of explosive on board with a timer on it?
Yeah, it makes you wonder. And because of the way Putin phrased things when he said that he was going to get back at these people, you got to wonder. And I'm thinking that he did these people in, but that's just me thinking.
Well, he did do it. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, that's his tactic. Now, the question is, who were these people?
Yeah. Well, we need to find that out, I guess. What do you think, Kyle? You think that makes sense?
Well, obviously, we may never know, and they're never really going to come clean. And again, I think some of this is just the Russian disinformation about this.
Uh-oh. You had to say that again.
I did.
He's waited all day to say Russian disinformation.
Russiagate.
Yeah.
That's right. We finally got some real Russian disinformation. But, you know, Denise, don't you think this is...
Oh, wait.
Don't cross Vladimir Putin.
She can answer that on the way back.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Now we got to take a break because here comes the music. We're going to be getting cut off right there. They got cut off. I didn't, but I'm about to. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
For another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.